Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, tons of your phone calls coming up throughout the broadcast today. Then coming up in the final hour, Pastor Stephen L. Anderson got beat up by the Border Patrol many, many miles away from the border for not letting him search him basically without a warrant. This is happening to everybody, but the illegal aliens are above the law. I'm also going to get into carbon taxes on eating any meats, carbon taxes if you're overweight, carbon taxes on having more than one child. It's all being announced as we said it was. It was all in government documents before. Now it's being announced to the slaves as the government documents said they would do. So that is coming up and your phone calls in the next segment. But I always love having solutions. And that's why Marty Schachter, World War II vet, started the company with his dad in 47 when he got back from Japan. He'd been in the chemical corps in the Army. He knew chemical weapons, and he said, my God, you can't buy regular soap anymore. It's made out of, you know, good things. They call it soap, but it's toxic detergent. So he and his father set it up, and then until 2002 or so, they only sold to government and nice hotels, other people, because you always pay less for the nice things. It's a weird little trick they play, the government does. You pay for the toxic chemicals a lot more, but the smart folks knew how to get this. So Genesis got in to become a sponsor directly to the consumer. That's why you get 85% off and get one of the longest continually operating organic soap companies in the nation. They weren't even calling it organic back in his day, but they're totally organic. And I want to get Marty Schachter up for this segment, a little bit of the next. Marty, joining us from Oakland, California. Good to have you on with us, sir.
Good morning, Alex. Always a pleasure talking to you and your listeners. It's just another exciting day.
You know, I hope you can stay in business with the new carbon taxes that are only to be on the United States and the Western world. Breathing is now a toxic waste, and if your factory has any carbon dioxide or any other gases coming out of it, you won't be allowed to basically operate. So how does that sound?
Well, soaps don't have gases. They're made from vegetable oils and coconut oils blended together.
But you are breathing in that factory. Breathing is bad, Marty.
Well, we got to take care of the plants also. They require the carbon dioxide.
The FDA is,
fertilizer.
They are now announcing carbon dioxide as a poison. You worked in the chemical corps. Is carbon dioxide a poison?
Absolutely not. We're breathing it out every second of our lives. The plants are breathing it out. They require it.
But notice there, your eyes water when you walk through the chemical aisle, known as the detergent aisle, the soap aisle. But they're going to make sure that continues, right, Marty? But
all the detergents are so bad, they're so toxic, they got so many chemicals and ingredients in them, it don't take much to pick up a bar of Zest or Dial or Dove or Irish Spring and read the side panel where it has anywhere from 20 to 25 toxic chemicals in it. And people are getting ripped off buying it. And we don't go into that type of philosophy. Our soaps are pure, they're non-toxic. They're made from vegetables and oils that are compatible with the human being. And we've been doing this since 1947. And we're still alive. We're still anxious to please. And actually, you know, when you're talking about it, it's like a gift. A gift. Why don't you give a gift to yourself and your family?
Well, they don't want to do that. They want to believe Barack Obama and have a carbon footprint and a water footprint and only buy toxic stuff from China where they'll have no carbon tax, so that'll further deindustrialize. Stay there, Marty. You know, folks are insane if they don't save 85%. I mean, it's insane. Get organic soap, save 85%, factory direct, stop buying the toxic waste they call Procter & Gamble and the rest of it. Let's tell folks what's in the perfumes, what's in the detergents when we get back versus your products, Marty. Marty Schachter joining us from Oakland, California. And I'm not kidding. The energy he's going to pay for to run his little factory, it's going to cost at least 50% more. Everything's going up. They're passing the carbon taxes, and I want you to know every one of you is going to be hit by it. This is feudalism.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
About a week ago, we heard from Professor Griff's people at Public Enemy, and they said, Professor Griff will soon be able to come on your show. And I said, well, that's great. You know, first heard from his folks months ago, and we got a footage, and he's in the Obama deception. Then the LA Times comes out yesterday and a bunch of other music blogs that Professor Griff over and over again was saying, watch the Obama deception, watch the Obama deception. Kind of like Muse gets up on international BBC wearing a shirt that says Terror Storm. And he says, watch Terror Storm. We had Bellamy on the show after that. But I can't wait to get Professor Griff on, because that guy knows all about the New World Order for like 20-something years. Their last album was New Swirl Order. So they are certainly, with tracks on it like 666, and really exposing the man. So I'm going to tell you about that coming up a little bit later, a bunch of other news in your phone calls. I'm going to go back to Marty Schachter, again, World War II vet in the Chemical Corps. Marty, I want to explain to people, 85% off. What's in your soap, real soap, versus what they call soap, and why is this tied in, admittedly, to so many different respiratory problems, all these kids. First things doctors tell them is get on organic soap when they can't breathe, and they've got, what's it called when the kids can't breathe? Asthma. Go ahead, Marty Schachter.
Well, you've got a situation of perfumes by itself, which are not breathable. They're supposed to make everything smell better, but the perfumes are toxic. We don't use perfumes. We use juices of oranges, juices of lemons, juices of strawberry, and juices of coconut oil. We use honey, we use lemons, and all those items to make the products have a little smell, a little, but it doesn't hurt. It doesn't stay on the skin. It doesn't stay on the towels. It doesn't stay in the air, but it makes the products smell like you almost want to eat them. So this is one of the breakthroughs that we've been doing for so many decades. I lost count of all these years. But we make our products from vegetable oils, coconut oils, all USP grade, which means United States pure. And we believe in it. We've been doing it. We're stubborn. We're old-fashioned. And we're conservative. And we've been doing it since 1947.
Well, I've seen your organic, you'll say the California organic pure level. So that's one of the highest levels of organic purity certifications as well. I remember seeing that years ago. Just amazing stuff. We use it in our home. A bunch of my office uses it. And it's just excellent. Tell folks about the little tote bag and some of the other things people can try out from your company.
Number one, they get a free catalog. And that's by just making a free phone call to 1-800-340-7091. Or they could see us at 5starsoap.com. 5 the number or 5 the letter. They can get the catalog. They can get the small package of our products to try it. We call it a one-month tote bag, but it would last a family of four anywhere from 4 to 10 weeks. It's a six-pound package. It's got 4 bars of our pure soap. It's got 18 ounces of our granulated laundry soap. Nothing like it in the country. It's got 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo, 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our liquid cream dish glow soap for pots and pans and dishes, windows, floors, anything you want. It's safe. It's pure. You will love it. Not use it. Not like it, but love it. We create love affairs with every consumer that gets our Pure Soap product. And it don't take much to ask the tens of thousands of families that listen to Alex Jones that also get our Pure Soap products and love it.
And 62 years you've been doing this. Give folks the toll-free number.
1-800-340-7091. We're not a corporation. We're a family partnership. We're here to help you, please you, satisfy you. Satisfaction guaranteed, or double your dirt back.
1-800-340-7091. 1-800-340-7091. Or 5, the number 5, 5starsoap.com, or you can type it out, 5-star. You can spell it out, 5starsoap.com. So 5starsoap.com or 1-800-340-7091, the Cal Ben Pure Soap Company. And, ladies and gentlemen, you save money and get organic, high-quality soap that doesn't eat holes in your clothes like the toxic fluoride-filled detergents and ammonia and all the rest of it. Marty, give me a limerick.
This is a very old one from the country of England. Or shall we call him Great Britain? There was a young fellow. There was a young fellow of Lyme who lived with 3 wives at a time. And they asked, why the third? He replied, one's absurd, and bigamy, sir, is a crime.
Marty Schechter, they don't make them like you anymore. You're a real character, and we appreciate you. Take care, my friend.
Thank you very much, Alex.
All right, folks, there goes Marty Schechter. I'd love to have that guy in studio sometime. He's been a sponsor for many years while we have him up once a month. Cal Ben Pure Soap, 5starsoap.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let me go ahead and cover this article because I said I would, and then we will go to Kevin Shadow, Jonathan Ian Tony, and others. Pop and Hiss, the L.A. Times music blog, and it has an article here about this huge music festival. It says, before launching into its 80s smash, Rebel Without a Pause, Public Enemy's frontman Chuck D became conscious of a certain ageism in the air, cautioning that the crowd that is 1987, before some of you were born, before launching into the song, though he thought better of it, adding, but you were here for Paul McCartney, who is before everybody was born. And it goes in to say, with acts such as McCartney, Morrissey, and The Cure, and Leonard Cohen accounting for this year's event, Dad Rock at the festival, it fell to the Strong Island Firebrands, a public enemy, to be the token dad rap booking of this event. And it goes on from there. I'm trying to find it here in the blog. This is such tiny type, the way this was printed. It says, Professor Griff made repeated references to the Obama deception. Hype man Flavor Flay appeared buoyant in jester's hat and signature giant clock necklace. He executed no fewer than 4 stage dives, to the chagrin of fans, no doubt, by going in feet first. Oh, my goodness. You know, those guys, Flavor Flay wearing the Vikings hat and the clock around his neck. I mean, that's one of the icons. And we are awaiting. I mean, we got contacted by him. We've talked to him, and he's called us back. Professor Griff to say he wants to come on soon, but we appreciate him plugging, and I'm getting emails that at other events they do, he's plugging the Obama deception, which is the number one viral video on the internet. Again, it's been out for 5 weeks, and I counted it up about a week and a half ago that we released it early. We released it on March 11th, and it's now April 21st, so it's been out about 5 weeks or longer. And last time I counted it up, 3 weeks after it was out, 15 million views. Now, it takes hours to do that because I got to go to YouTube and Google and LiveLeak and the Pirate Bay and all these places and try to count up the views. And I spent 2 or 3 hours doing it and stopped at 15 million. You know, million here, 800,000 there, 500,000 here, 1.5 million there, 2 million here, on and on and on. 15 million. Man, that is exciting. Usually takes me 6-7 months to get one of my films up to 15 mil. Didn't make a dime off that, though, and I don't care. It isn't about the money. That's why we have our sponsors be able to fund the films and fund my operation. And a lot of my films don't even end up making a profit. Endgame certainly did, and Obama deception is, and that's good. So I can finance flying my crews all over so we can make even more films. And when I make this chemtrail film, I'm probably not going to go out to California and all these other places to talk to the experts. I'm going to dispatch my crew. My problem is my crew isn't big enough, so I got to hire a few more people. But it is exciting to know the Obama deception is so viral. So I know most of the listeners of this show have seen it, most of you for free, but please keep spreading the link to everybody you know. Just Google the Obama deception in high quality, and the best one out there's got 1.5 million views. It's a YouTube person that has a director's account, so the whole video is on one page. It's not broken up in pieces. Changed the channel. We've had him on Burmese's show, 9 to Midnight, before. Great guy, very interesting. He's got it posted there. And we like to link to lots of different YouTube accounts. That's why we do it, because they can shut down or suspend one account or two accounts, but if I spread out who we link to and who we promote to hundreds of accounts, makes them a lot harder for them to censor what we're doing. And we go to YouTube, even though they are censoring and manipulating and trying to kind of back burner user videos now for mainstream TV shows and movies. That's where the war is going on. That's where the people are at. So we go there, and then we virally put it out from there everywhere else. But, you know, the main port that it all comes out of is PrisonPlanet.tv. And we had something, what, like 90 terabytes of serving the film in super high quality out to people when it came out. Everybody sharing their passcode at PrisonPlanet.tv. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, $5.95 a month to support us. Buy the high quality DVD of the Obama deception with all the extras to support the filmmaker and make copies and get it out to people, because it's having a huge effect. And I appreciate all of you out there spreading the word. But keep spreading it. This sucker has hit the trifecta. We'll be right back with your phone calls and a lot more. This is the InfoWar.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Kevin in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, Kevin. We won't go to him. Let's go to Shadow in Pennsylvania. Shadow in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing? Long time listener, first time caller.
Fine, sir. Go ahead.
A couple things. First of all, my girlfriend Mary listens to you at work. My 14-year-old son gets you over his PSP, and he, because of you and my constant nagging, I am divorced, he had a dentist appointment and refused the fluoride treatment on his own.
Oh, he refused his IQ reduction? Oh.
Yes, and he stuck up for his 9-year-old brother as well. And they both refused their fluoride treatments.
By the way, I'm looking at a photo of myself. My dad was digging through his desk, and he found a picture of me in 10 years old getting a fluoride treatment. So later when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm going to show people this photo. Getting my IQ reduction. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you if you were aware of or if you even know if this works. I came across something called Scroogle.org, which allows you to surf Google anonymously.
Yeah, you got to watch the other Scroogle because it's a porn site. But yeah, no, it's a good system. It goes through their proxy servers, I think.
Yeah, and, yeah, that's how they claim it works.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
Okay, so it does work.
Yeah, we've got the links, I think, to Scroogle on Prison Planet.
Okay, all right. Also, I don't know if you're aware or your listeners are aware that Ron Paul's bill to audit the Federal Reserve, H.R. 1207. Has garnered 55 co-sponsors and is now being referred to the House Committee on Financial Services.
Yes, and last Congress, his bill to abolish the Fed got up to over 70, and then he has to start over again, you know, each new legislative session. But that is very, very exciting. I mean, how dare us try to audit the private Federal Reserve? And then the big neocon site, Front Page Magazine, did a hit piece saying that the liberals with Ron Paul want to hijack the Fed and use it for communism, literally saying that, so that it won't be independent and free market. Now, again, how is that conservative to let the private Federal Reserve not be audited and be above the government? And then you're called a commie racist. That's what it literally says, if you want to audit it. I mean, it's getting so ridiculous. And then Garofalo on the fake left says, if you're part of a Tea Party, you hate black people, period. That's all they've got now is, oh, you want to audit the private Fed? You hate blacks. Oh, you hate Jews. We're like, what is this about blacks and Jews? Why are you bringing that up? Oh, I see you're a racist. They are the racists. They peddle this stuff. They use it. They pimp it out to neutralize their political foes, and it doesn't work anymore. They've destroyed the taboo of people shaking in their boots when they're called this now because it's a load of bull. I appreciate your call, Shadow. Glad you updated us on that. Yes, it's getting a lot of, I can confirm for people that it's getting a lot of sponsors. One day closer to victory against the pieces of filth that are the Federal Reserve. Jonathan in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. I was giving you a call, but first of all, I get to my story. I just want to say I've always listened to you. I've listened to you for over 12 or 13 years. I am African-American, and I've watched you since you were arrested at the DPS center down there on Lamar, because I used to live in Austin. So, and I've paid attention to you over the years, and I've tried to turn my friends onto you and tell them about you and stuff, but, you know, they're still kind of out there. But the real reason why I was calling, I was down there this weekend because one of my friends, he lost his daughter, and I don't know, it's very emotional for me. So
how old are they? How old was the daughter?
She was 15 years old. It was a big story down there.
How did she die?
Well, she was she was diagnosed with a cancerous tumor in her brain.
Oh.
The last time I saw her, she was so vibrant, so full of life, and just the most wonderful person that I know. But just bear with me for a minute. But
did they shoot her up with the HPV?
Well, that's why I was calling, because I know today that you were having a show on that today, or at least I was supposed to have someone on about vaccinations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was calling because when I talked to my friend this weekend and, you know, we were trying to go back on, you know, what had happened and what had occurred. And, you know, I was asking him, you know, well, how could all this happen, or what, you know, he didn't have any answers. And I was asking him about the doctor and stuff, and they were like, they didn't have any answers. So we were just talking about it. And so it came up, and it was like she had, the school had forced her to take these two shots back in September. And so I don't know if all this links together or...
Of course it does. Of course it does. Stay there. Hey, what's her name? You say it's in the news. I'll pull the article up.
Yes. Haley Brandt.
Haley Brandt?
Haley Brandt.
All right, stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Did you guys find that article about that girl during the break? He's saying it was in the news. All right, regardless, the HPV shot, the reason I guessed it would be that one, it's a three-round shot. In the trials with just a few thousand girls, it killed, was it more than 15? And that's just where they admit it. With a new drug, they say they catch about 1 out of 100 bad reactions or deaths. With a drug that's well known or vaccine, they say they catch 1 out of 10 or 10%. And so if you're talking about 15 dead, and it's 100 times that. And then they've given it to hundreds of thousands. Now it costs 800 and something bucks for the three shots, sometimes a little bit cheaper, sometimes more. And then they say, oh, well, it's a welfare thing. The schools will pay for it. And they give them these shots, and people are just dying everywhere. I mean, they give their kids the shots. They're dead a month later. I mean, they'll give them the shot. They'll die. They give babies shots at the doctor. They'll die in the car. And it's not enough for the police and the government after they've murdered your child. They're now going to arrest you because there's bleeding on the brain. They have these violent, I've had top surgeons and scientists and brain surgeons on, they'll tell you. They'll have this autoimmune response. Blood vessels break in the brain. They break all of the body. Blood starts coming out every orifice out of their pores. They have violent autoimmune responses, especially from HPV. The MMR does it too. The child starts having a convulsion. And they take you up for a grand jury and say, this mother must have shaken her child. The grand jury says, indict. Mother goes right into prison or death row. And they high five. Yeah, good job. Eugenics wars. Death continues. And it's all compartmentalized. Everybody feels good about themselves. And the carnage and death just continues. You know, just 30 years ago, finding a cancer with a child with cancer was like finding a needle in a haystack. Very, very rare. Now it's just death and destruction everywhere. GMO foods, injectors, vaccines, just Google fluoride bone cancer. They admit all over the world boys are dying of bone cancer because genetically it hits them worse. So are girls. Absolutely sodium fluoride. And they don't care, and they tell the kids, you need extra fluoride. And then the kids get the cancer, and they chemo them up, and they lower their little 5, 6, 7, 10-year-old down in that grave, and everybody goes back, and they have other kids, and they keep just shooting them up and fluoriding them, and it's just death, death, death. All and because the public won't come to grips with how evil the government is. They cannot, and the doctors don't know. They're compartmentalized jackasses. Now, I'm going to shut up. This just really upsets me. Going back to Jonathan. Okay, tell the story. You're talking to your friend from Austin, and she's happy, she's healthy. Suddenly, it's a brain tumor, they claim. And tell me what happened to her.
Her mother started having headaches, and so her mother, just thought it was something, just migraine or something. But she noticed that it persisted. So, they decided to take her to a hospital. And once they got there, they checked her out. And at first, they didn't find anything. But she continued to have problems. And she started, losing her balance and stuff like that. And so they took her back to they found the tumor. And,
sir, are you on a Skype phone?
I'm on my cell phone.
Okay, well, it's breaking up. Go back. Did I hear you say after she took the vaccines when all this started?
Right. Well, after talking to him, I found out that she took the vaccines back in September. She
what
started
vaccines?
Having,
do you know?
I'm not even sure. I just, I'm just getting the pieces of it.
So the school said it's the law. You've got to take
right.
it. Let me guess. There is no law.
Right.
You're able to refuse. So they lied to commit the crime. Then they inject her, and then bye-bye.
Right. She was told that she had to take two shots before she came to school.
Oh.
And I'm not sure which two shots they were. But, and just talking to them and after me listening to you, it just started coming to me let me check into this. And so that's why I called today, because I heard you were going to have someone on there today about vaccinations.
Yeah, well, people will try to whitewash this, but they admit HPV is killing people. They admit the swine flu killed people.
Right.
They admit, and they say, well, a certain amount dying is normal. Or then they'll say, oh, it's consequential. You're just saying they died and that it's connected to this. No, people give their daughters these shots, and they die a couple weeks later or that day. And they admit, and the doctors come in and say, yeah, they had an autoimmune response and it killed them. But more often than not, sir, Google cancer viruses and vaccines. It's in all the major vaccine lines. And was this little girl black?
Yes.
Okay, but let me just tell you. This stuff kills white people. But when it's a bioweapon, like HIV or other things, which was part of the U.S. government cancer research weapons program, weaponized cancer program, it's all much more destructive on blacks in every case we've seen. The vaccines are causing a lot of the diabetes. You notice it's in blacks and Hispanics
yeah.
are eating the same amount of sugar whites are. It's all of this. It's
yeah.
race bioweapons, and they introduce it through the vaccines. The schools don't know. The teachers don't know. The doctors don't know. They're too cowardly to ever admit the full horror. And parents just want to kind of forget about it. Oh, no, it'd be more painful if I decided they killed my daughter. I better just rationalize it. I've gotten to the point where if I'm pumping gas or I'm driving to the parking lot and I see people with a baby, I say, don't vaccinate them. For God's sakes, research it. And a lot of times they'll look at me hatefully or a lot of times they'll wave and smile. But I have to warn these people. This is a chemical, biological weapons attack, sir. Now, with her case, what type of here it is. It says, McCallum athletes remember one of their own. McCallum sophomore hurdlers, Chris Seals, wore a pin, a lowercase H, encased in the heart
yes.
to the District 26A track meet teammate Rochelle Ellis and many other Knights wore T-shirts with "We Run for Haley." So they always make it a big event, too, but never talk about the vaccines. Same thing with HIV, everything, autism. Some members of the track team observed a moment of silence. Haley Brent was not with them. School's mission was completed. But in a way, she was. Haley, a 15-year-old sophomore at McCallum, died Tuesday, 3 months after being diagnosed with a brain stem tumor. It says, "She inspired me a lot," said Ellis, a junior. "She was amazing. Sometimes bad things happen to good people." Just last fall, Haley was District 26 4A newcomer in the year in the volleyball. She was expected to run varsity track from McCallum this spring. This week, however, Haley was remembered more for her personality than her athletic achievements. She had an infectious smile that would light up a room. You couldn't help but fall in love with the kid the minute you meet her, said Michael Kane, the owner of Austin Performance Volleyball, a team club for which Haley competed. Hey, maybe if half the volleyball team dies, you wake up to the vaccines, but probably not.
We just don't know. They all die now. It's just the way America works.
In the months, everybody's got cancer now. The government says in all the UN documents they want to kill us and that we're a cancer, but let's take more shots. I trust the government. Now, in the months since a series of headaches led to Haley's diagnosis in January, the Calum's teammates kept up with her friend. A blog, HaleyBrent.blogspot.com, chronicled her highs and lows, including a trip to New York made possible by Make-A-Wish Foundation. Yeah, why didn't Make-A-Wish tell folks about the vaccines? There, Haley was all smiles as she met talk show host Tyra Banks. But her condition declined over the past 2 weeks. The girls were all pretty much prepared for it. McCallum volleyball coach Amy Broderick. Yeah, that's just how America is. Kids are dying all over my neighborhood. Little 2-3-year-olds. Oh, that's what it is. We all die of cancer now. Little kids just all die. Everything's fine. But don't worry. The government's going to ban carbon dioxide plants, Bree. That'll save us. Following the news of Haley's death, McCallum volleyball players gathered in the gym to meet with coaches and counselors, and it just goes on from there. Well, we can't say this was the vaccines. We just know all the kids are dying now, but go ahead. Anything else you want to add, Jonathan? What did the parents think when you told them it could have been the vaccines?
Well, he said he was going to look in it, but her funeral was just this past Sunday, so I just left from them yesterday and came back up here to Arlington, and I told them I was going to do some real research, and I told them of you and what I've heard from you, and then I heard today that you were going to have someone on, and so I was just calling, you know, maybe to get some information or just to, you know, to be in touch with, you know, some websites or people that I can contact, because I just believe that it had something to do with this, because this girl was completely healthy, never had any health problems, never had anything wrong with her, and then, you know, the last time I saw her, she was just vibrant, and the next time I see her, she's dead, and it's like...
Well, she's with the Maker now, and
right.
And these Satanists killing our people, they think it's real fun, but they're going to get theirs. God bless you, sir, and I'm sorry to hear about that. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind it's the vaccines and a combo, other things. In fact, guys, I know people are in denial out there listening, snickering, and giggling. A lot of them are probably taking their daughters right now to be injected with the HPV because they advertise it like it cures cancer, total lie. Go read the insert, folks. It didn't protect you from papillomavirus. YouTube, girl dies after HPV. And there's literally probably 30, 40 reports last time I checked with all of them dropping dead. Now, this is just one of them. And you notice they're gearing up now with less soft kill weapons. It's all about testing and beta testing the system to make sure doctors don't wake up, nurses don't wake up, police, military don't wake up, investigators don't wake up. It's ambient. They slowly turn the background noise up, increasing the drugs in the water, increasing the fluoride in the water, increasing the chemtrail spraying. Then they start admitting the chemtrail spraying, increasing the number. You know, 5 vaccines 20-something years ago, now they 60-something they want to make you take. And it's just kind of get used to, yeah, half the kids on the block died of cancer. I know a bunch of 20-something-year-old women all dying of cancer. People right here in this office, people's, you know, fighting for their lives. Oh, it's just the neighbors got it. They're 40 years old. Oh, another dead kid. Oh, there's just all these kids dying everywhere. And I talked to parent after parent. Oh, I see your child's autistic. When did that start? Oh, Bethany was great and laughing and talking and running until 18 months ago. Did it happen the night after
the night after. She goes, you mean the night after I took her to the doctor for the third round of shots? How did, yeah, yeah. She wouldn't get up for 2 days, and I took her to the doctor, and she was real sick for a few more weeks, and then she never talked or walked again. I've been reading. It's in the shots. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you just talk to him, and you talk to him, and the globalists just laugh with pleasure. It's so enjoyable. And it's going to go on and on and on and on. The enjoyment and the phony drug war, triple the heroin, double the cocaine, more people in prison than ever, machine gun wars, collapsing society, and they'll have more drug laws and more brainwashing your kids to tattle on you and more Stasi and more forced youth brigades, and the cops' kids will die and the military people will die. And, you know, it's just, oh, it's so much fun. I mean, they had them blow up Kamasia, had them take off their gas masks for miles around. Thousands and thousands of those troops died from it. They did brainstem studies. The chemical weapon killed them. And they wouldn't even give them treatment. Did you find the YouTube? Oh, John, you found one? I mean, I just see dozens. Here's one. HPV bomb. HPV virus does not cause cancer. HPV vaccine does. Yeah, they got some studies on that. But, yeah, play the one you got, John, for folks. Go ahead.
Taquaria Williams doesn't get to act like a kid anymore. She's just too tired.
It kind of hurts because I used to do a lot.
But Taquaria's mother says everything changed last December after her daughter received Gardasil, a vaccine that prevents 70% of cervical cancer.
She's never been sick. She's never been in a hospital. Nothing until the Gardasil shot.
2 months after getting the shot, Taquaria says she got a rash on her face and arms, leaving these scars. She had swelling all over, pain in her joints, and poor circulation in her fingertips. Her doctor told us she now suffers from an autoimmune disease and says it is possible the Gardasil triggered her illness, though she made it clear the cause cannot be proven. According to a federal tracking system called VAERS, there have been 9,749 adverse reactions following the vaccination, and 21 reported deaths since 2006.
No.
I chose to get my daughter vaccinated.
But Merck, Gardasil's maker, points out these are anecdotal cases. In a statement,
pause. Notice all these ads target blacks particularly. They want to help you and help you good. Just like Bill Gates just so happens to be a public eugenicist and his dad runs Planned Parenthood, the founder of which said they hate blacks and want to kill them. And then they got a shot for you because they love you real good. Ted Turner gives us money because he loves those black kids. He calls them useless eaters, but he loves you. And he's got a shot for you, man. So be sure and take it. That isn't the one, John. They got a CBS one about all the dead kids taking it. Just type HPV, type Gardasil deaths in there, guys. Try Gardasil deaths. Don't believe me, though. Go ahead, find out for yourself. Admit it, a lot of you kind of like killing your kids, don't you? I mean, that's why you do it, isn't it? That evil spirit in your gut? Oh, yeah. Well, that's another newscast. Is this the one about the death? This is the death one? Go ahead and play it.
Bobby Swank was a straight-A student and cheerleader. That's her near the center. But that was before she became very ill.
One last. Gardasil.
Following the standard dose of 3 Gardasil vaccinations.
We're like, we're going to go get it because we felt like almost pressured by the commercials.
Gabby got sicker after each shot, progressing to seizures, strokes, and heart problems.
Oh.
It was her neurologist who suspected Gardasil was to blame.
I think that there are too many people having serious long-term side effects.
Last fall, the government concluded there's no link between Gardasil and serious adverse.
Yeah, don't listen to the doctors. Listen to Gardasil, you know? Listen to Merck that gives you all the drugs that have caused, you know, the heart attacks and everything else in the past. I mean, they care about you. You know, Bayer knowingly shipped out the AIDS virus to all those people in those vaccines, admittedly. Let's trust them. So what if Bayer was a Nazi company? So, I mean, this, folks, listen, take all the shots. It's the law. It's not the law, but, you know, lying and saying it is good.
You can trust a government and media that tells you it's the law to take the shots, and then, you know, but no, that's not the one. There's a newscast where it starts listing all the dead girls. That's the one I want for people. You know what? They don't want to believe it. They probably think those are fake newscasts. You know what? Just inject yourselves, okay? But I'm not the conspiracy theorist. I'm not the kook. I'm not the weirdo. I can face up to what's going on. And I can face up to death threats to myself, my family, my wife, and my children to bring you this information. So you bet I'm fired up and wild. Because I am. I'm a primitive. I'm just a good old boy. Because my ancestors weren't slaves. They didn't lay down to slavery. And I'm not afraid of thugs and bullies. I'm not afraid of death. What I'm afraid of is them continuing to be able to hurt children and hurt women and poison people from Africa to the United States, from Australia to Mexico. I've had enough of it, and I'm sick of it. You need to break your spell, break the conditioning, and realize you're under chemical, biological, and radiological attack. And that goes for all the police and military, too. We're all in this together. We can beat these people that have set this up if you'll just face the facts.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look at your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding, look at the fear we're.
All right, folks, if you go, if you just go to YouTube and type Girl Dies, Gardasil, Girl Dies. There's just hundreds of them. And you can see it. They got those injectors loaded up with a live cancer virus, and they're ready to rock. Woo, yeah. The human sacrifice. Now they want to give them to the little boys and say they're mandatory. And just incrementally, it's like, yeah, everybody dies now. Yeah, well, children are supposed to die. Children are supposed to have all these defects and disorders. It's all part of the wonderful gifts of government, the scumbag eugenicist. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a guest coming up for about 20 minutes who heads up one of the groups trying to expose what's happening just on the area with what's developing with autism. And so that's coming up. But like I said, don't believe me. Just go ahead, shoot them up. Go ahead. Believe it's the law, you got to take shots. You know, you could find out the government's lying to you, and that should show you they're criminals right there. But hey, don't believe me again. Again, everything's fine. The government doesn't stage terror attacks. The government didn't do anything. The government is good. That's why I got magazine and news articles from the 50s telling blacks how great it is to be part of the Tuskegee experiment and how everybody wants to help them. They want to help you. And it'll come out later they killed you on purpose. And they'll just say, aha, well, we have a new vaccine. You'll go, oh, great, you admit you're trying to kill me. I want more shots. Thank you. That Alex Jones is weird. He gets all crazy and yells and screams. I don't like it. Now, I do want to go to a football game this weekend and get yelled and screamed, though, and that's normal. But a huge government program to euthanize and kill people with soft-kill weapons, I mean, what is wrong with him getting excited about it? And I've had so many, quote, liberals go, well, there are too many people. You know, they'll deny that the vaccines are killing folks, but they go, but there are too many people. And they'll look at you a little power trip, because, see, that makes them feel powerful to talk about getting rid of people. Somebody's got to make the decision to do it. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to make the tough decisions, Alex. I mean, by the way, we run things. I'm on a power trip. You little bastard. I'd like to get my hands around all your throats. When we take this republic back, we are. You are filth! You disgust me, and you haven't lobotomized me with your chemicals in control. It backfired with Alex Jones. I'm off the plantation. I'm off the reservation. This show is the Underground Railroad to freedom. We're going to take this republic back, and we're going to bring all of you pieces of filth to justice. Folks, I want you to get the Obama deception. I want you to get the DVD. I want you to make copies. I want to expose these people. I'm not risking my life for nothing. That's what fires me up. I know I'm on the razor's edge. I know we're punching through. I know we've broken through the matrix. I know we're causing a historic shift in consciousness and awakening. And I just can't believe God put me in this position, and I'm so thankful. I only wish I had 100 lives to give. I only wish I could give even more. And not because I'm good, but because I'm tied into life and the life force. I'm going to tell you about pepperspray.com. To defend yourself and your family, pepper spray of all kinds of strengths, stun guns, tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms. They've been around since 1994. They got the best products and lowest prices I've ever seen. 1-800-908-9988. 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.